Your teams get started. Girls today. Guys coming up again tomorrow. First of all, girls at taking some kids. I know Coach Hosek talking to him the other day over the Southwest Invite. This is a competitive, very competitive first meet for the ladies, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be a good opening tournament for our girls. You know, they'll get to see a lot of teams right out of the gates to start off their season. You know, hopefully a lot of our girls get a lot of matches because that's what, you know, the majority of our girls need. Right now at this part of the season, a lot of our girls that are out this year are first-year wrestlers or don't have a lot of experience. And so the more times we can get them on the mat and to get them more comfortable with just going through the whole process and getting that mat time under their feet is going to pay off big for them throughout the season. You know, every time they step out there on the mat, they're going to learn a little bit more about the sport of wrestling. And, you know, hopefully if they get a lot of matches throughout the season, they feel pretty comfortable at the end of the season. I think, you know, a couple of them have potential, you know, to improve as the season goes on, and it'll be fun to see their you know, just their improvement and progress throughout the entire season. You know, of course, we got Ambie Custard back this year. She should be wrestling today at Southwest, and it'll be interesting to see where she stacks up against the competition this year. You know, she was a state runner-up last year in her weight class. And, you know, we expect her to go out there and, you know, to do great things on the wrestling mat this year as well, getting a full season under her belt. And so, yeah, the Southwest tournament will be a great time for all of our girls to compete.
The guys going tomorrow to Cozad. You'll have some varsity kids and some JV kids competing on the mats coming up on Saturday.
Yep, the boys will kick off the season on Saturday at Cozad. That's the tournament that we've always started our season off with since I've been here. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, a lot of the same old from years past. A lot of the same teams are going to be there. You know, a lot of the Western state schools are going to be there. It's going to be a great competition. I think there's 15 teams. All together, so it's about a third of all the Class B schools are going to be at the Cozad tournament, and it's a great measuring stick for us right out of the gates. It's going to give a lot of our guys a good indicator of where they're sitting at right now at the beginning of the season to see what the competition is going to be like at their weight classes. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm very interested in seeing how our guys perform. You know, we have a lot of sophomores that are going to be on the varsity side. We do have a couple of juniors as well, but we have a lot of guys that are going to be on the varsity mat that are what I say, you know, unproven talent. You know, we really don't know how good they are. You know, they're working hard in the practice room. And, you know, we feel really good about how they're progressing, you know, these first 3 weeks. But you don't really know until you get out there on the mat against other competition. And so I'm really excited and interested to see, you know, the jump that some of our younger guys will make from last year to this year. You know, guys like Gabe Roberts at 190 pounds, he works his tail off every day in the practice room. He's just a blue-collar type of worker. I'm interested to see how he does. You know, Trenton Riley at 138 pounds, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what kind of jump he makes from last year to this year. You know, we got Tristan Campbell that was a state medalist last year at 145 pounds. He'll be wrestling 144 pounds on Saturday, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, how he matches up and stacks up against those wrestlers in that weight class this year. You know, and there's several others. You know, you got Tate Schaefer at 150 pounds, who's a sophomore. You got Jack Siegfried at 132 pounds. You got Quentin Terry at 215 pounds, who's a returning state qualifier. And, you know, it's going to be fun to see, you know, where he picks up from last year. And then, you know, you got Spencer Steinbeck at heavyweight. And, you know, last year he was a freshman wrestling heavyweight. He weighed about 230. And this year he's grown quite a bit. He's a full 275. And he's been working hard in the practice room. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, what kind of growth and improvements he'll make from last year to this year. And so, like I said, we feel good about we have seven guys wrestling on the varsity side. We feel good about those guys, but we really don't know where how we stack up against the competition, and this Saturday will give us a good indicator for that. On the JV side, this is usually one of the bigger tournaments that we go to JV-wise, and it's going to be a great opportunity for some of our younger and inexperienced wrestlers to get out there on the mat. A lot of them, it'll be their first high school experience wrestling, and it's always fun and exciting to see how they respond, you know, because junior high wrestling is different than high school wrestling, just the level of competition, and some guys rise to the competition, and, you know, other guys, it takes them a little bit more time on the mat, but we feel good about the, you know, 10 guys that we'll be putting out on the mat this Saturday on the JV side. And, you know, those guys, if they do well, we'll start bumping some of those guys up to the varsity side as the season goes along. But it's always exciting. You know, the first competitions are here. You know, the last 3 weeks have been a grind in the practice room, and our guys are ready to, I think, put their foot on the line and let the fur fly and see how we stack up against, you know, 15 other teams from across the state. Cozad does a great job of bringing in teams from all over the state. Crete, Nebraska is going to be there. Aurora is going to be there. Daring's there. A new school this year, Gretna East, is making the trip out west. And so it'll be interesting to see what kind of competition they have on their team, this being their first year as a school. And then, you know, you also have some tough teams in Hastings and Plattsmouth and Wahoo, just a good variety of teams from western Nebraska and eastern Nebraska. So we're really excited to get the season going.